It's 8:55, 80 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. Let's join Ellen Dearden on the line right now about the opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you. And grain futures are mixed this morning, with wheat higher, and the corn and beans, which started out the overnight trade higher, haven't been able to hold and are now trading a little lower. We are seeing an increased amount of fighting between Iran and the U.S., and we also saw that that Ukraine hit several ships in the Black Sea, Russian ships with crude on them. So this will be interesting to see how this plays out this morning. Export bookings came in okay on corn, nothing outstanding, but they were really good on new crop beans. We kind of already knew that from the daily reporting system from last week. On the bean side of things, from a technical standpoint, we're above the 20, we saw a cross between the 20 and 100-day moving averages. That's really a very positive technical sign. However, these corn and beans started the day overbought and right up against resistance. So the little sell-off that we're seeing now, it shouldn't be a big surprise. Keep watching the Matif wheat, which is the European wheat trade. That's been on a big upside tear. And we will continue to see Chicago and Kansas City wheat respond favorably. Right now, we see September corn futures at 445 and a quarter. That's down 2 1/4. December 467 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. And March at 482 1/2, down 1 3/4. August soybeans, 11.99 3/4, down 2 1/2. November beans, 12.01, down 3/4 cent. January, 12.15 1/4, down 3/4 cent. Meal futures are up a couple bucks. Bean oil futures are down 17 points or so in the nearby. On the wheat side of things, in Chicago, September wheat, 6.80 3/4, up 3 1/4. December at 6.95 3/4, up 3 3/4. On the livestock side of things, we've had kind of a dismal week in the cattle and feeder cattle complex, really having a real struggle here. We typically see, from a seasonal standpoint, a decline in beef domestic demand here. August live cattle futures at 229 even are down $1.12. December's at 224.75, down 80 points. Got the August feeders at 349.20. That's down 90 points. We've got August live hogs, $100.37, up a nickel. Watch those hogs, because we've seen some bottoming action, but we are running up against resistance again here. Crude oil futures are up about 35 cents. The metals markets are mostly lower. The dollar index, 100.41. That's up about 0.14. We are certainly trading the Middle East situation. We're trading Ukraine, Russia, and we're also trading weather, which looks for the Midwest to see some cool down next week. Bring it on. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.